Prosecutors are trying to block efforts to get a new trial for a Boston man convicted of a murder in Brockton in 1986. Darrell Diamond Jones was in court in Brockton yesterday for the first time since he was sentenced to life without parole for the murder of an alleged drug dealer. He was in court for a hearing on new forensic evidence as attorneys claim proved that Jones did not get a fair trial. WBUR's Bruce Kellerman has been following this case, was in court, and has this report.
As he was led into the courtroom, Darrell Jones smiled at the many friends and family members who showed up. But Jones let out an audible sob and began crying as his attorney, Neil Austin, told the court Brockton police had purposely cut out a portion of a videotape of a key prosecution eyewitness used at his trial 30 years ago.
We've learned that an interruption in that tape, a 13.5-second interruption, in fact doesn't conform to the testimony that was given about that interruption in 1986.
Defense attorneys say two forensic experts recently examined a copy of the video and believe police may have deliberately edited out more than 2 minutes of the tape. It was the only video made of an eyewitness. Other eyewitnesses testified but frequently contradicted each other and sometimes themselves. None of them positively identified Jones as the murderer. The defense team wants Plymouth County prosecutors to give them all the evidence used against Jones 3 decades ago, including the original videotape and unredacted copies of investigator notes and memos. But prosecutor Robert Thompson opposed the request. He says Jones should have challenged the videotape in 2 earlier appeals, but didn't. Both prior attempts for a retrial were denied. And the prosecutor said there's no good reason to help the defense find something new by turning over old trial evidence.
A great number of the requests here are based on no more than speculation and a fishing expedition.
We don't think it's a fishing expedition at all.
Attorney Lisa Cavanaugh says the defense team's motion for the old evidence can help prove Jones's innocence.
We think it's clearly tied to the claims that we've raised in our motion. We think that it's a meritorious motion and that what we've requested is reasonably related to that.
Superior Court Judge Thomas McGuire ruled prosecutors have to provide him with a detailed list of the evidence used in Darrell Jones's original trial that the state and Brockton police still have. But the Plymouth County prosecutor acknowledged that after 30 years, some may be missing. After the hearing, Michelle Jones, Darrell Jones's cousin, was somber but optimistic.
I'm thinking positive and I'm hoping that he'll come home soon. It's been a long time. I've missed him.
The prosecution has 30 days to come up with the list of the old trial evidence that Darrell Jones hopes will get him a new trial. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Bruce Gellerman.